Think of all the doors that have slammed on them up to this point, right? They're meeting in secret. They escape for the first time. They get caught, thrown into prison. They escape a second time, get separated from their wives and children. They try to make it in Holland. That's not working out. So they get on a ship, go back to England. The first ship springs a leak. They've got to go back again. At what point do you say, enough? We get it. This is not part of the plan. And then there wasn't enough room for all of the passengers on the remaining Mayflower. They hold a meeting and they realize that this family of pilgrims that had been together for 12 years under the loving leadership of their pastor, John Robinson, and they decide that half of them will continue the trip and half of them will stay. Can you imagine what it would have felt like for this pastor who had poured his life into these people and taught them everything he knew? Now, Pastor Robinson would have to stay behind, knowing that he would most likely never see half of his family ever again, trusting that what he had taught them, the seeds that he had planted in their hearts and their mind, would bear fruit in a land that he would never visit for the sake of their children and their grandchildren, while he stayed behind and helped those who were trying to survive in Holland. That's a different kind of Christian. Someone who plants seeds today, not for their own benefit, but to provide opportunity and blessing and prosperity for their children and their children's children. And they're willing to sacrifice everything now in order to give that gift to them, because they know that they can ultimately stand on the promises of God and be victorious.